This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures, serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide. If suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kicking off our broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, radio stations around the country, and all kinds of online streams around the world. Go to robertscottbell.com and learn about what we're going to talk about today. Once again, welcoming back my best friend, my best guest in the history of this radio show. Go back there. I don't know how many hours of interviews we've done together, John Rappaport, but I don't know why. I don't run out of things to talk to you about.
Yeah, likewise. I don't know, 50 hours maybe more?
Oh, easily more than that. Actually, my wife keeps the database going back. You know, I've entered my 21st year broadcast in syndicated radio as well. And, of course, online things have just been exploding despite moves to censor us. And you, of course, NoMoreFakeNews.com, utilizing that term long before Trump became president, pointing out all the preponderance of fake news. And I want to do a fake news revisit. Going back to the early 2000s, we were covering this thing called severe acute respiratory syndrome. You were covering it. You were writing about it. I was reporting on it. And what was weird about it, eventually what became weird about it, was the, if I remember correctly, the World Health Organization representative in Canada. I think his name was Dr. Plummer. He had reported initially, they finally said, we've isolated, we've got it, it's the coronavirus. And they said, we find it in almost everybody that has it. And then weeks and months passed, and he kept coming back out with new pronouncements that the mainstream media kind of, I guess it was there somewhere, but nobody really picked up on it, when he started reducing the percentage of those with SARS diagnoses. They're saying, well, 70% have the coronavirus, 50%, 40%, 30%. Finally, he admitted nobody had this coronavirus. So, you know, here we go years later. Now they're bringing it back. China, Japan, news stories, and they're linked in the show notes. Check it out. John, has something changed now? Is it really the big baddie, this coronavirus?
Your memory is good. Frank Plummer, microbiologist in Canada who was working for the World Health Organization. And he obviously was talking out of school back then in 2003 because he was just saying that he was shocked and surprised. He didn't understand what was going on. And people have to understand, which I hope they already do, especially your listeners, that if you say that you found the cause of a new disease, and then later on you claim that the people with the disease don't have the cause, you can't say they have the disease. Now, if we don't get that straight, then nothing makes any sense. You have to understand that fact, and that's what he was saying, basically. So he was, between the lines, admitting that the whole thing was a hoax, a frame-up, and ridiculous. And it was kind of a test run because a travel advisory went out. Don't fly to Toronto. And it cost the city merchants, I don't know, $2-3 billion before the advisory ban was lifted. And I was in touch with an activist up there who was trying to rally support for a lawsuit against, I guess, the World Health Organization at the time for the loss of revenue, especially from the tourist industry. But that fell apart because couldn't get support for that. The people, you know, they just want to say, let's forget about it and go and move on.
Well, I remember at the time, John, I had traveled, I think in 04, if my memory serves correct, to Chiang Mai, Thailand. I had to fly through Hong Kong. And in between the planes, you get off, you get on. I wasn't even going to Hong Kong, just traveling through. In the transit lounge, as you're passing through, they were shooting everybody in the head with these infrared sensors to see if you have a temperature elevated. And I thought, my God, I'm glad I wasn't too warm or hadn't splashed hot water on my face, because would they have quarantined me based on the non-existence, or let's say the non-connection between this coronavirus that Plummer admitted wasn't even there. And then now, all these years later, they're linking this coronavirus to severe acute respiratory syndrome or some variation of it. And you pointed out rightly so where it started, again, memory banks coming back, Amoy Gardens in maybe it was Hong Kong itself or China, that there was leaking sewage, but then tie that into Toronto or China or any of these cities with high levels of air pollution, any of these things can result in respiratory symptoms.
Yeah, the Amoy Gardens, I think, was the name of the apartment complex in Hong Kong where the pipes in the building, the plumbing was leaking, so you had human refuse that was leaking, and of course people were getting sick. And so I kept writing articles saying, call the plumber. That would have been the
wrong plumber. They thought it was Frank Plumber of the WHO.
Yeah, right. That's right. So, you know, that's the way these things happen. And the other thing people have to understand is as soon as they're ready, or as soon as somebody makes a report of a mysterious case of something or other, the Centers for Disease Control, World Health Organization, fly out their experts, which virologists, to check into it. They don't call in environmental inspectors to look and see, you know, what's the poison chemical, what's the sanitation problem, the contaminated water, poisoned food, et cetera, et cetera. None of that. They're always looking for the virus. That's their game. And as soon as they claim that they found one, then they start predicting 50 million people could die. We have to do this. We have to do that. And that's exactly what happened in this case. It was complete sham, ridiculous. The whole thing went away. All of the dire predictions, as usual, turned out to be completely false. And people might ask, well, how can they stage a hoax, mm-hmm, claiming that they found a virus? Well, in that case of SARS, they had 10 labs supposedly working on discovering what the virus was that was causing this mysterious illness. And these were connected at the time by closed circuit. No outsiders allowed. So all of the research that resulted in this grand pronouncement, we found this new virus, was in-house.
Nobody outside could enter and validate it. There wasn't any independent analysis of this. So can we validate this? Can we duplicate this? This is all, as you pointed out, kind of an in-house, a closed-circuit loop. So whatever they wanted to come up with, they couldn't be challenged.
Exactly. And you can always, I mean, even if you don't want to put a conspiracy on this, you have to also realize that researchers can always find some kind of a particle. And whether it's a virus or not a virus, they can call it a virus. They can even believe it's a virus. But it's completely irrelevant. It has no bearing on illness or anything of the sort. And they don't follow through, no replication, no independent verification. They just run with it. And also, if you look at the case of SARS, you'll see that the symptoms, cough, fever, malaise, et cetera, mark it down as not a mystery whatsoever. It's just what ordinarily would be called a cold or the flu. There's nothing distinguishing about any of the symptoms. It's not like people suddenly develop green marks all over their body that nobody ever saw, or, you know, their head falls off, or anything like this. It's just the ordinary symptoms And then you ask the question, well, why did they say it was a mystery? And now you begin to see the operation. We have to find a mysterious something or other that we can attribute to a virus we never saw before. We can pump up an epidemic of fear. We can develop a vaccine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And keep the toxicologists away. They'll ruin it for all of us, the virologists, the virus hunters. I remember also, you know, the explosion of this use of that new technology called polymerase chain reaction that Kerry Mullis developed. He won the Nobel Prize PCR. And they would analyze unknown genetic fragments and amplify them hundreds of millions of times to ridiculous levels to say, aha, we found the cause. And you pointed out, rightly so, that if you had to go to that level to even find it, it might have existed one time in your body, how could it be the cause of anything? Because viral infection is evidenced by rapidly replicating viruses overwhelming the system, hopefully temporarily only, and you could count them in the millions and billions.
Exactly. That was the other thing I was going to mention. That's very important as well. And you never see any claims about that or statements about it. You never hear some media outlet or so-called experts saying, not only did we find the virus, but in this particular patient, we found millions of them. What you will find is reference to, as Robert said, the PCR test, which takes this fragment that is way too small to even think about seeing on its own and blowing it up, amplifying it hugely in order to just see it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would cause no illness in anybody. That's nothing.
This is interesting,
too. You need millions and millions in order to cause any kind of problem.
John, I would say this thematic element of pushing high-tech detection technology and the willing lapdogs of the medical media, the reporters, they're supposed to ask questions like you ask, like I ask. They don't ask the questions. They just kind of go, oh, see, PCR says. And now we're finding out, you know, the whole basis, for instance, I'm going to switch gears a little bit on this, but still relate to the virus issue. The claims that the human papillomavirus is the cause of cervical cancer and or head and neck cancers 20, 30 years or more from now. And there's a new article, a research paper, and we're just up on a break. We'll be able to review this over the break and come back and talk about it, that's saying the mortality risk among patients with head and neck cancers, which is how they're targeting little boys for this stuff. They're saying, oh, they'll get it there, even though they don't have a cervix, they have a head and a neck. And they're finding out that had they been exposed to HPV years earlier, that they're more likely to survive these head and neck cancers. So rather than HPV being a causation aspect, there might be evidence that it provides some level of protection later in life because of the exposure and or the antibodies or PCR analysis that say they used to have it years ago. We'll be right back with more of John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. Your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
John Rappaport is my guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you can check links out at robertscottbell.com, including the latest article I intimated. It does exist. I didn't make it up. The conclusion that if you are HPV positive and you have a head and neck cancer diagnosis, you're more likely to survive the head and neck cancer than if you are HPV negative. John Rappaport, does this fit into what we've been pointing out for years, or is this a complete anomaly? How do we explain this to folks that are going, what?
Yeah, this is what we've been talking about for years. Exactly. Let's see. Okay, so it could be HPV, could be any virus. Let's say a virus comes along and the immune system of a person reacts to it. And one of the ways it reacts is by producing these scouts called antibodies that identify the intruder, in this case, supposedly a virus. Okay, so that means that the rest of the immune system kicks into gear, and that means you get a positive reading on an antibody test, and it also means that in most cases, the person is fine because his immune system rebuffed the virus. So it's a positive thing, it's a good thing, not a bad thing. And that's what they are completely confused about here in their finding, because we understand that, because naturally, if a person has come into contact with the HPV virus and their immune system reacted well, then they're in good shape. Why would they have a problem? They wouldn't. But here, it's being posed as if we know what's going on. This is a problem. This is serious. And they have everything backwards. And it's talk about infection. Since I would say 1984, there's been a complete misunderstanding of the results of antibody tests and what they mean throughout all so-called diseases and illnesses that have to do with viruses. It's just the opposite of what they're saying. You have a positive antibody response to a virus. That means in most cases, everything is good. Your immune system is fighting off or has already fought off that particular germ, rejected it, and everything is good. But then they're saying, wait a minute, this means you're infected, it's a problem, we have to treat you, it's bad. And then you say, well, wait a minute, suppose you give me a vaccine against this so-called virus. That supposedly gives me these same antibodies, right? And now you're saying that's a good thing. But if I produce the antibodies on my own, naturally, you're saying it's a bad thing. So you're confused. I'm walking out the door.
John, I think there are a lot of new listeners, young listeners that weren't alive even at the time of 84 and Margaret Heckler's press conference hastily assembled that we found the probable cause of AIDS, and then they had named HTLV 1, 2, or 3 into HIV, better marketing. And it was prior to that time where an antibody was a good thing. Suddenly now in the era of that made-up causal relationship between a retrovirus and this destruction of the immune system, then an antibody meant certain death, inevitable death. And ever since then, you're right, it's been a state of confusion. I don't know if legitimate immunologists would be confused by this or if it's a popularized version of immunology that's promoted through the press for an agenda. But folks that are younger than a certain age never knew a time when antibodies used to be considered positive and really helpful as opposed to death-inducing.
Well, I've never met an immunologist or heard of one who isn't confused. let's put it that way. And this is a big deal. I mean, this is a huge deal because, first of all, it's translating wellness as illness. I mean, that's the underlying theme here. Immune system is looking good, responds well. That's a problem. I mean, come on, right? And I've questioned researchers about this, and they usually back away. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. You'd have to talk to somebody else about this. And I say, well, what do you mean talk to somebody else? You're up against this every day. Don't you have an opinion about it?
Yeah, go away, John. You're bothering me.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to take a break here because we have to. It's radio. And we're going to come back and talk further about this. And I'm going to tie it in, or actually John will help me tie it in, to this idea of collectivism versus individual response in terms of an antibody or an immune response specifically. And, you know, help you get that bigger picture so you don't run screaming in the aisles when you hear this stuff, pronouncements about SARS coronaviruses and more. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Four Los Angeles teachers are suing Delta Airlines less than a week after a China-bound plane dumped fuel over playgrounds and schools, citing emotional anguish and distress, and accusing the pilot of failing to follow protocol. The teachers' lawsuit, filed in L.A. Superior Court, alleged the Delta pilot was specifically asked by air control if he needed to dump fuel, and the pilot replied negative. The pilot ended up dropping fuel at around 2,000 feet, hitting several schools in its path. One of the children in the suit said the fifth grade students initially thought the jet fuel was rain. The children looked up only to have noxious liquid overwhelm their eyes, mouths, noses, lungs, and skin. More than 60 people were treated from several schools in the area. The Federal Aviation Administration said earlier in the week it's looking into reports that school children had been treated for the exposure. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
One of the things I've said over the years, John, is that there's no such thing as public health. There's only your health or there's my health, and you know they try to collectivize everything. Like, we get sick in groups. We get well in groups. It's like, no, there's always individuals with any community that looks around as everybody's coughing and sneezing and gagging and wheezing, and they're just fine. And I always ask the question, if it's a kid in a school and it's one or two kids that don't get sick in the midst of a lot of flu outbreaks, did those parents send those kids into school wrapped in a body condom, a saran wrap? so they wouldn't be exposed? Or is there something in their immune system that protected them? And again, this to me comes back to that our argument of individual versus collective. And maybe you can help parse that understanding for folks that are kind of new, especially as it relates to biology and immunology.
Sure. So we started out talking about this new supposed threat, a SARS-like virus, et cetera, et cetera. And over the years, it's clear that every time there's this potential epidemic or pandemic, the health agencies like the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control go crazy, and they start making these insane predictions about how many people could die, and it never happens that way, and so on and so forth. So on a cultural, social, political intelligence agency, if you will, level, these operations are all about the collective and collectivism. In other words, it's saying all of us are at risk. Everyone is at risk. Not only is everyone at risk, and we have to think of ourselves as a group, a herd, if you will, but among us, there is this horrible possibility of contagion and infection, and so this makes it even worse. So you get the image of the whole planet huddling down together as one mass, or what I used to call a cheese melt, that everybody is together and no identity and no individuals. It's all just the mass. It's preaching that theme through biology, and fake science. Yet one more way to try to convince the global population that we all have to be the same. We all have to be looked at and examined and diagnosed in the same way. We all have to have the same thoughts and take the same actions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And really, there are no individuals. That was just a myth. And now we're finished with that myth. And now we elevate the whole idea of the glorious collective and the group. And this is ultimately political because you will now get the form of government that seeks to connect with and control humanity through this idea of the collective. And that's what's happening, and that's what's been happening for a long time. I've certainly been writing about it. Robert's been talking about it. Other people have picked up on it. But this is the twist that they use in the area of disease. And this is the area of epidemics, where they try to scare people into huddling together and losing their own differences in individuality.
So if we're to step back once again to see the forest through the trees, if that's possible, and you know you come to an individual tree versus the collective forest, why do they not study the individuals that survive so-called plagues or outbreaks to say, I wonder what it was in that individual that allowed them to survive or not even succumb at all? Or if they did succumb, why did they recover while somebody else didn't? It's all about the disease, the virus, the pathogen, however they want to call it, based on a theory, a bastardized theory called the germ theory that was credited to Louis Pasteur, who altered and just robbed a little bit of stuff and altered some of the stuff that Antoine Bechant had done prior about the law of the terrain, that it's the environment that allows for manifestations of certain life forms, and you alter that environment, what grows there changes. I mean, it's the difference between walking through life as a victim or co-creating your life as you go along.
Absolutely. That's a big difference. No question about it. Yeah. This is, again, these tiny, invisible, little terrorists called viruses, you see, completely out of your control. And so you have to succumb to the experts who tell you what's what and what to do and to take what treatments and so on and so forth. That's how the game is played from their end. And what you said about the healthy, thriving individual is incredibly important because you would think, okay, let's find out why this individual is so healthy. Let's find out why other individuals are so healthy. What's going on here? Because there must be something very positive that we can discover that will enable more people to attain greater health. But they don't do that because there's so many reasons for that. But one obvious reason is they're afraid that there's no money in it, because suppose it turns out, as it usually does, that a very healthy individual is not ingesting all kinds of chemical compounds, drugs, is not eating horrible food, is not exposed to environmental poisons on a grand scale, has a loving family, is developing his or her own freedom and independence, and so on and so forth. Now you have a very puzzling situation for the controllers, because this is essentially an uncontrolled individual. And are they going to preach that as a way of improving health? Of course not. They're never going to do that. That's not the way it works. And that's why they don't touch it with a 10-foot pole, because they don't want to know about real health and what it entails.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to understand that.
And what about from, a sociopolitical perspective, if you look at the healthy one and you say, wow, could they be better than me or the rest of us? And so there becomes an envy. We've got to take that person down a peg, that individual. And so you work a collectivist ideal into the system by saying that guy's the outlier. We need to target him, as opposed to say, hey, what is he doing? Maybe we should do that too. And therein lies the World Health Organization, CDC, medical collectivist mindset that says, let's poison everybody with injections and make them all equally sick, have no control groups left over to be the healthy outliers. And then we've got our program, we've got our GMO cake, and we can eat it, and everybody can eat it too. We'll give you a few crumbs.
Indeed. One of the bogus reasons given for mandatory vaccination is, well, you've got these people, for example, elderly people, who already have weak immune systems, you see, so they're not going to be able to fight off these various diseases, so we have to vaccinate them, and that's the humane thing to do, and we must do that, so we have to round them all up and vaccinate them. And so when I've written articles about this, I simply point out the sham that is. If a person, whether they're elderly or not, has a weak immune system, you are not going to fix them with a vaccine. Whether or not they succumb to that particular disease against which you're vaccinating them is beside the point. They're going to come down with something, and it's not going to be good, because their immune system is weak, and so what you have to do is to build up the immune system. That's the whole point. If you don't do that, it doesn't matter what else you do, it isn't going to work. So how do you build up a person's immune system? And again, we're back at the same place that I just described.
Mm-hmm.
You discover that the means for building up the immune system are really non-medical, and therefore it doesn't fall under the purview of the medical cartel, and so they're not interested in that at all.
Well, I've asked the question many years ago, and you've written about it as well, is how many people have to be injured following vaccination before there's an outcry or the angry mob finally rises up? Or if you recognize it, but you're denied the connection. They'll say, okay, yeah, we know the injury is real, but we don't know what it's from. In fact, it's definitely not the vaccine. And then you go back into your, oh, well, I don't know, we're victims, we don't know what happened, it's weird, could it be genetic? Until somebody or enough somebodies say, no, this pattern has emerged, it's repeated enough, we're talking to one another, despite the experts telling us we're not seeing what we're seeing, we see it. Now we're going to get together and we're going to push back on the authoritarian power structure based on this collective ideology. And do we then argue that last week in Trenton, New Jersey, was evidence that maybe we've reached a tipping point, a 100th monkey scenario, where they can no longer claim that the link between vaccination and injury and illness and ailments, that it is a causal link, as opposed to claiming the coronavirus that doesn't exist in people with SARS?
Indeed, absolutely. So a bill was introduced in the New Jersey legislature to outlaw the so-called religious exemption from vaccination. In other words, parents could no longer say, well, on basis of our religion, we are opposed to vaccination of our child, and therefore we're not going to do it. So they wanted to close that loophole, as they call it, with a bill. And the protest against it was so large and so vociferous that they didn't take a vote on it at all because they saw that they couldn't pass it. They didn't have the votes. And suddenly it looked like there were more people than they thought who were fed up with their antics. Now, they're going to reintroduce it again right away, and they're going to try to do whatever they do. For example, I've heard a rumor that money is going to change hands in the legislature to get certain people to vote for the bill this time so they can pass it. So the fight is not won yet, but this is a sign that all of a sudden lots and lots of people will show up and say, no, we don't want this. We want our religious freedom, and we want freedom to be able to opt out of this. So I would say it's a very positive sign, but lots more people need to jump on here in order to make this happen.
Yeah, and it still begs the question of why these people have any legitimacy at all in their houses of government to say that you cannot engage in your religious ideals and live according to them. That's a big question. We'll see if we can answer that. And what happens next with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links to NoMoreFakeNews.com and RobertScottBell.com in the notes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of the questions that we've discussed over the years, John Rappaport, is what if they threw an election and no one showed up? And I raise this in a time of certainly political upheaval, engaging people's minds to say, oh, the most important election ever. We hear that every time. And though we could argue that the people in power do matter because what they're going to do, the question is legitimacy or delegitimacy in terms of how do we even accept that they're willing or able, let's say, to violate fundamental rights in this way, and that engaging in the political game, so to speak, could validate them and their authority to do horrible things like in New Jersey, like it's already happened in California and New York, removing religious freedom.
Absolutely. I think by now everybody should be aware that there's a game that's being played, which is set up the two opposites and tell you you've got two choices and you have to make the better choice, whatever that is. And that narrows down the field of perception. Mm. Oh, there's only a yes and a no and black and white and this and that. And meanwhile, at the level of government itself, government gets larger and larger and larger and more intrusive and more intrusive and more intrusive. Somehow, that always works out that way, no matter whether your favorite person is the president or not. That's the way it works. And therefore, what would happen if nobody showed up for an election? There would be such a no confidence expressed that maybe finally some discussion could happen as to what's going on and why all of a sudden the tremendous loss of faith in government that made sense instead of just screaming at each other across the fence.
Hey, John, and I bring this up because it's not a popular discussion to have because most people think civic engagement, responsibility, Yet our founders, if we look back in all the writings, they said, you got to minimize this thing or else it's going to be a disaster. They will violate your rights every which way but loose, domestically and on a foreign basis. And, you know, each time we're suckered back in like Lucy in the football, this time I'll listen to you. This time we're going to, you know, do what you say. And then they continue to violate those things via some deep, dark, globalist, collectivist cabal that at a certain point you say, what's the most efficient means? Do you attack people head on that have nuclear weapons with pea shooters? Or do you simply withdraw your consent and stop feeding them the energy that they're eating from you?
I remember George Carlin writing and saying something about this. You know, he said, if you don't vote, then people start screaming at you. Well, you have no right then to criticize the government because you didn't participate in the process, etc. And this is a time that's more vital than ever, and you have to, and etc., etc. And he says, I never bought that crap. I just simply said, no, you're the ones who chose the government, who chose the leaders that we have. And look at what they are doing. Look at what they've caused. Look what they are causing now. I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. I abstained from the whole process. You're the ones who are so revved up and adrenaline pushed and so on that you feel you've got to participate mm-hmm. in order to make the right choice. You're the ones that are doing all of this. So it is a question of informed consent. I mean, that's supposedly the basis of government in the United States, the republic that was originally founded, the informed consent of the people, which could be withdrawn if the government exceeds the boundaries that's permitted.
The toughest part about this discussion now is recognizing that government has grown so large that it comes after regularly the people who just want to be left alone, who just want to live their life according to their beliefs and co-create the most wonderful life ever. And now they're butting up against this larger government and people who have been suckered into the belief that government is savior as opposed to servant. And we're going to have to about wrap it up there, John. I know it's not everybody's bummed out. It's like, you mean I shouldn't vote? It's like, that's up to you guys and gals. But recognize this idea of informed consent, participation, tacit or otherwise, propping up something that would just as soon kill you as it would help you. And case in point, the vaccine paradigm and the mandate violating your fundamental religious freedoms. John, thanks for being with me as always.
Thank you, Robert. It's always great to be here.
Remember, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Go to robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. and I took a while though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.